Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 221-1402. We're also being broadcast on 1670, which is 10,000 watts. So if you're a little bit out of town, that's a way to hear us. We also, you can also call us at 1-800-521-1989. So as we are receptive to all phone calls, and we take direction well. And speaking of direction, here's our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
So, Friday, Frosty.
It's Friday.
So what are you doing this weekend? Besides going to Linda's show.
Yeah.
Well, besides
that's
that.
Tomorrow night,
that's
is it
tomorrow
not?
Tomorrow night. Starts at 7:30.
Frosty's got a family camping trip.
Well, the family camping trip's going to be at the show.
Yeah, they're going to be camping out front.
Yeah. Like they put a little tent out there next to the medicinal marijuana place. And speaking of how we may all need medicinal marijuana after this show is over, is my darling Linda.
Good morning. Well, we were there last night in the theater till after midnight. And I just want to, you know, there's just this wonderful reaffirming reason why we are in Reading. And there is the most generous outpouring of support of people who are sharing the vision of what it is to put on a concert, record a CD, and send the CD to the troops who are serving our country. People have come forth that hours upon hours in lighting and tech, and there's a lot that goes into the show. I want to say thank you to Victoria Graham and Bill and Lisa Collins and Ty Boss. He's worked hours on graphics and the video that will be going before that. Karen Bozeman on the they're transporting the entire downstairs and upstairs of the Cascade into a martini lounge. And Peggy Gohl, who we'll be hearing from a little bit later, in fact, we'll get to her after the break, who came in from Los Angeles, who is a former Dean Martin Gold Digger as well, and she was performing last night and singing her little heart out, and so it'll be great to do some reminiscence. And Carl, there's a special military tribute that just takes your breath away.
It does, and we have our local military, our local warriors are here that are going to be in it. Hey, we've got a lot of people on the phone that we're going to be getting to. The phone lines factor filled up at 221-1402. So we're going to take a quick break here. And as soon as we come back, we'll hit the phone lines because we've got a couple other things to talk about too. Like, has anybody else received an email from the White House about healthcare? Or is it just me? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, hey, this is the 40th anniversary of Woodstock. So we're going to be doing some little Woodstock on our bumps. Let's go to the phones here. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
It's about the million boat flotilla?
Yeah. Time and rendezvous point information has just been posted to the website.
Okay, and that's going to be this weekend, isn't it?
Yes, Sunday the 16th, and then there's a rally at the Capitol on the 17th.
Right.
Okay, what is the website for our listeners, please?
www.millionboatfloat.org.
And y'all are protesting the shifting of the waters. Is that correct?
It's the peripheral canal.
That's right. That goes around. That will take water, though, right?
Oh yeah, they're gonna siphon water away from us. If you want a mental image, just get the mental image of somebody doing something to someone else's gas tank, and pretty much what they want to do with our water.
Well, of course, you know, and it's going down to the Flatlanders down there who are washing their cars, and you know they've got to keep those herb gardens going. Okay,
yeah,
so
herb gardens.
Yeah, right. Hey, okay, Charles. Now it's going to be. What, give us the website one more time.
www.millionboatfloat.org.
Great. Hey. Good luck out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know. Hey, call us back. See if you give us a million boats, okay?
Well, I don't know if that many boats literally would fit in the river, but...
I know a lot of people, they're going to have this huge tea party on the 28th of August where they expect 100,000 people to converge on Sacramento to talk about some of these environmental activities. So, okay, Charles, thank you very much.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
You're talking about food here.
Yeah, hey, a good tribute and sending those tapes over to the men overseas.
Well, I tell you, I think it's going to be great, Mike. You know, we've got some really great artists here. They're going to be singing these, you know, besides the Broadway stuff and the standards you hear anyway, they're going to a lot of Christmas music. We're going to have that recorded. It's going to be part of those packages we send to the North State Warriors that are deployed during that Christmas time.
Well, I'm with OGR.
Right.
Know each other.
Yeah, the old guard riders.
Yeah, we partnered up with Loaves and Fishes.
Right.
And Fish Goes. And every Sunday from 10 to approximately 11 o'clock, we're having a food giveaway to those vets in Northern California in need.
Okay, it goes from 10 to 11?
10 to approximately 11 o'clock.
And that's at Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew's back parking lot.
Right, so just come in there. And I know that you also take donations, too. Is that correct?
Well, the Fishes and Loaves are in need of canned goods, pasta, rice,
right,
things like that. So we're trying to, you know, pick up some donations to kind of trade with them,
right,
and meet their needs while they're meeting our needs.
Right. So this is something that the that our veterans groups have gotten together along with Loaves and Fishes and Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive to help our veterans in need.
Correct.
Okay, I urge everybody to see if you can help with this, you know, with donating the food, and also if you know of a veteran in need too, is to assist them with this. And if for some reason they can't get out, you know, you can always come down.
Yeah,
and
y'all
will help.
We're starting to get more people that are non-mobile and pretty much homebound. And we're delivering food to them. So if anybody knows anybody out there of one of the vets that really can't get around, we gladly deliver to them.
Okay. Hey, you know what? This is a great thing. Again, Redding, you know, God bless Redding.
Hey,
thanks a lot, Mike.
On the phone, we have a very special guest. Her name is Peggy Gold. Good morning, Peggy.
Hey!
So
yes, God bless Redding. Oh my God, is it beautiful here?
Oh well, you know, Peggy's staying at Rhonda's Redding Riverside Retreat, which is right on the river. Amazing, Peggy. You have
Thank
how many?
You.
How many years were you with Dean Martin?
Oh, 17.
And but you have just a wonderful history of the theater. Doing the bus tours with Mickey Rooney and George Jessel. And I mean, you just have got, and you've been able to take all that experience. And we're so fortunate to have you on stage tomorrow night where you are going to be doing some incredible numbers. I heard you with the band last night. I'm so glad you're here and we get to do something special together.
Oh, yes, we do. It's like old times.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm up.
I can't believe when did you go to bed last night?
It was after 1 o'clock. It was after 1 o'clock, and then our painters came through this morning at about 5 o'clock, and so we had the dog barking and rolling around on the floor. So I think it was time to get up.
It'd be nappy time today, but anyway, Peggy, so glad you're here, and we just wanted to put you on the air. And anything you want to say about tomorrow night's show?
Oh, I can't, I'm going to be there with bells on. I cannot wait. It is phenomenal what you two are doing over there. It's just, what a great cause. And the talent is just extraordinary. I mean, I just feel privileged to be working among such, you know, wonderful talent, and the music, the band, the guys in the band. It rocks. It's just a fantastic experience.
Great. I'm glad. And you guys have a wonderful time when you're in Redding. Make sure you walk the bridge. And you know, we've got some things that we need to tell you about this great city of ours. All right. So tomorrow night, again, I'm sorry it's a shameless plug, but, you know, Peggy Gold will be there, and we're going to be doing a tribute to Dean and all the great music and the military. And that's tomorrow night at the Cascade at 7:30. And you know what? We got to take a break right now. We're coming back. We're going to get into some political stuff. And I still got a beef about the Michael Vick thing, okay?
Okay. All right. Hey, Peggy, thanks a lot. This is Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, if you remember last week or week before last, we were talking about how the White House was requesting names of people, you know, and emails to be forwarded to them if anything fishy about, you know, like health care, any of this disinformation going out. And then they said, no, we're not going to put a list of people together. It's not going to be a list of enemies or anything. And so we talked a little bit about it. I said, I wonder what they're going to do with these emails addresses. Well, guess what I got in the email yesterday? Yes, straight from the White House. Linda and I have made it. We've made the big time. They sent us an email about the health care plan. And they want us to forward this to all of our friends and to talk to everybody about it. And I said to myself, how'd they get my email address? Did Frosty send it in? Frosty's going to say, I sent it in. I told him. So then, you know, it's funny that I got this, but then the question started flying to Gibbs, who is their press, you know, secretary. And, you know, a press secretary is not an easy job, but Gibbs makes it look even harder. You know, he sits there and giggles. And he said, is there a list? You know, how come people are getting emails? They're not asking from the White House. And he couldn't quite answer that. He said, well, is there a list that's compiled of all these people? And you said there wasn't going to be, because I think under the Nixon years when they had the enemies list that this was made illegal. So how is this happening? How is this happening, President Obama? I'm getting emails from your guys, and I didn't even request it. Now, on the plus side, it's relatively easy to unsubscribe to it. You push unsubscribe. You have to then, you know, mark a box that say you do agree that the president was born in the United States, and they will unsubscribe you. You know, but if you refuse to do that, then you go to the next stage. But it looked like it was going on. So I said, yes, I believe the president was born in the United States. And they unsubscribed me from the list. Phil, good morning.
Phil Keister.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, hello.
Wake up, Phil. A little bit early for you, huh?
Yeah, well, not really. How are you guys doing today?
Good. You've got some exciting news.
Well, I just wanted to thank you guys again for having me on the show last week to talk about Reading Business Connection, and we're very excited to have our first open house tomorrow, Saturday, from 12 noon to 4, and we'll be following up next week, Monday through Wednesday, with the same time period. Would like anybody that's curious to come on down, take a look at what we've got going here, and see if we can possibly be of service. I'm hopeful that we can.
Well, Phil, could you give a quick recap on what your business is and how exciting that is as an addition to the Reading and the North State area?
Sure. It's a co-working office space that we've got located at 833 Mistletoe Lane, just off of Hilltop Drive. And we are trying to be of service to small individual businesses, whether it be salespeople, consultants, could be anything. A lot of people working out of their home office or the like, and if they possibly need a place to professional environment, actually some great artwork. It's a nice setting over here to come and meet with clients. We have conference rooms available, and soon to come we will have actually video conferencing available as well. So we're hopeful that instead of someone that's possibly spending a lot of money on a regular executive office, they don't have that kind of a requirement, but do need a nice business setting. They can come in here and for as little as a couple hundred dollars a month can have all the services that we offer here available to them and their clients.
Well, you know, we always like to help businesses that are starting out, especially in this climate that we have in our economy. So, Phil, what's the address one more time?
It's 833 Mistletoe Lane. It's just off of Hilltop Drive. The phone number here is 223-4561.
Right. You drop by there and see what he's got because, you know, it's a great concept. It's a novel concept for Reading. So I think it's something that could fly. So, hey, Phil, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
All right.
Gerald, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl. Linda, it sounds like you are really excited about your upcoming engagement, and I think that's just going to be a wonderful evening for you guys.
Well, thank you. You know, it's about a team. It's not just about me, and that's the feeling, this incredible feeling of all these people that are coming forth and giving incredible hours and displaying love, talent, and commitment.
Well, I'm certainly positive of that. But
we've got like about 40 seconds left, Gerald. So
I'm sorry. I was just wanting to comment that Major Garrett really put that press secretary in his corner on that enemies list. And also, Carl, I was wondering if you could briefly tell us these upcoming town hall meetings. I understand there's one Wednesday and one on the 22nd.
Yeah, I believe that there's Frosty. Do you have that? It's one on the 19th, isn't there?
Are you talking about the healthcare meetings with Herger?
Right.
I think it's Tuesday night.
It's Tuesday night.
Oh, it's
at,
between 7 and 8.
7 and 8. But I tell you what we would do before that, before we finish the show today, we will give that out.
Well,
and so everybody will know. And I encourage everybody, no matter how you feel about healthcare, which side you are, go there. Let yourself be heard. This is a democracy. This is America. Don't let people try to categorize you and keep you from speaking out and speaking what you think.
Well, my wife and I are getting way up in years, and we're really getting scared about what these people are up to, and they're frightening, and we want to support that very much.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thank you so much, and we will address this as soon as we come back. Thank you so much.
We've got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400, KQMS.
When the truth is found.
Ooh, welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Frosty's picking out some good music today. Hey, you know, can I please just say something? Am I just crazy or weird that I've got, my stomach goes in knots when I hear about this guy who tortured, electrocuted, and illegally ran dogs, an illegal betting system. It was disgusting what this gentleman did. Well, gentlemen, excuse me. Disgusting what this person did.
You're talking about Michael Vick, right?
Yeah.
The football
and
player.
He's back playing pro ball.
Well, he's should be held up there as a shining example of how you can succeed after being in prison.
Well, what was this time? What did he do? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I hung those dogs up and prodded them. I'm so sorry. But now I'm going to go play ball, and he's being rewarded. And I think that something's wrong with the picture, with this picture. I understand. I don't think he should be able to play pro ball again. If he wanted to teach, if he wanted to do something, but he did something that was just so wrong.
So if he teaches, so he'd be
No, he should be able to give back, but not through playing pro sports where he would be rewarded with huge bucks.
Well,
and the Eagles signed him. And I think if I were the owner of the Eagles, I don't care how good he was, ethically, I couldn't do it.
It's the city of brotherly love, though. You know, they decided to feel the love and hire Michael Vick.
Okay,
come on, honey, you know this. Bottom line, follow the money. It's the same thing in politics as it is in sports. You would hope that there is something that goes beyond money and has integrity. And there are things like this show. Obviously, we don't do it for the money. So you've got Frosty does. He makes a lot as a producer.
Well, anyway, all I want to
but
say
no, but it is.
It makes my stomach in knots, and I got to pull it out.
What is? It's money. And you're right.
On.
A lot of people feel that way.
Ugh. I'm sorry. I had to say it. I had to get it out of my system, and it's still in there. But you know, I mean, it's headline news. Go on, next call,
Daniel. What do you have in your system?
Well, actually, I'm bummed because I can't come to the concert.
Oh.
But on the other hand, I fully intend to obtain one of your beautiful CDs when it comes out, and I want to also probably pick a couple up for some friends.
Well, you know what we're doing is taking donations that night. So you're going to see if you were here. And it's too bad you're not, Daniel. You would see three of the cutest little elves you're ever going to see.
Santa's
and I say
helpers.
Little. They're all in their early 20s. And
listen, we walked
Santa's
down,
helpers.
We walked down downtown to do a little quick thing at Market Fest last night. They stopped traffic, and people were running up with cameras to take pictures.
So,
it was like, what are these girls doing? Little striped, you know.
So cute. They're going to be taking donations tomorrow night. And all the donations, every cent goes to doing the CDs and putting those packages together for our deployed warriors?
Well, I want to put out a little note. I've got a friend, Dr. Michael Moore, and his wife, Donna, have two children that are actually in the service right now. His daughter is over in Iraq, I think on her second tour, possibly the third, and his son just got out of boot camp from the Air Force.
And their names?
Alicia and I'm just lost his son's name. Alicia, okay. She's a sergeant. She's one of the, I think, does bombs on airplanes.
Okay. But, well, you know what? We've gotten so many names. We can only say a couple names, you know, during the show because it's during a song. But the names we're collecting, and they're going to be deployed, all of these people by name will get a package from the North State with a bunch of love in that package.
Well, I'll make sure you have the info. I'll send it to you on email.
Great.
Okay,
Thank
Daniel.
You.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Bet.
Bye.
Marjorie, good morning.
Yes. With this Dean Martin thing going on, I wanted to tell you my mother died when she was 97. When she was 95, we were talking one day, and she said, if there's such a thing as reincarnation, I want to come back as one of Dean Martin's golden girls. I just had to tell that.
Marjorie, that's great.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Marjorie. Well, you know, from the stories I've been hearing, you know, and Linda doesn't talk. Well, she does talk a little bit about it. But when the girls get together, the stories they tell about, you know, in Las Vegas and all those times.
Oh, Peggy's got stories that can make your toes curl.
Right. But, you know, it was quite a time in your life. And you were like barely 20.
19.
Yeah.
Great time. Woof.
Good morning. Diane.
Good evening. Anyway.
Hello, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, you guys. I don't mean to break up the laughter and joy and everything, but of your upcoming performance.
This is your show too, Diane. You know this. No, it is. It's open line.
It's all about what Linda was saying before the last caller.
Yeah.
About Michael Vick.
Right. Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, he's an evil monster. And our system is allowing him to go back to his football profession and make millions of dollars. It's just outrageous. He should have been arrested on first-degree murder charges with special circumstances, what he did with those poor dogs. And it just makes me sick. And I agree with you totally, Linda. I've got a big knot in my stomach, not only for that, but the little cat that was burned to death and every other outrageous atrocity that's done with two animals from these kids or grown-up, supposed to be grown-up adults.
You know, the thing that I don't understand, but I don't, you know, because I can't put myself in this man's brain. He was already a multimillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had houses everywhere. You know, he had accolades. They loved him down. They loved him in Atlanta. You know, this guy was at the top of his profession. Why, in God's name, or anybody else's name, would you get into something like pit bull fighting, dog fighting, and then kill dogs? And then, you know, I mean, just for, because they don't perform. How could somebody at that level get into something like this? I mean,
it's just like, a lot of people with very high IQs that you read about that were serial killers. Yeah. And outrageous people that have done atrocities to other people.
Yeah, I guess people. So.
Flat evil. Yeah.
He tortured. Here's a man he tortured, and now he's playing pro ball.
He tortured poor innocent animals, and you're right. Now he's being rewarded.
Yeah. And okay, if you like the Eagles, you like the Eagles. But the Eagles are so far off by hiring this. There should have been a ban. That I don't care how good he is. I don't care how many of the millions. He should be banned from playing pro ball, because our professional sports players that play pro ball are supposed to be our heroes, which is wrong for us to hold pro players or politicians at a higher standard, because obviously these things happen. But thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Pro players, you know, to make them heroes, I have a real problem with that. You know, I know where my heroes are. They're out there in Afghanistan and Iraq and on those ships and everything. Those are my heroes. You know, they do it. They don't get paid millions of dollars. They put their lives on line. You talk about these little wars they have. Oh, it's going to be a real war today out there in the football field. Wrong. It's not a war unless after the first quarter you've got like 10 people laying there dead and they don't get up. Then we talk about war. But, you know, when we say we shouldn't hold people to higher standards, I am going to disagree with you, honey. We should hold politicians, the people we elect, they want our trust. They should be held to a much higher standard than a pro football player. Because these people that we've elected, 546 people, they have so much power over us. The Senate, the Congress, the Cabinet, the President, and the Supreme Court Justices, you're only talking like 540 people. As much power as they have, they should be like Caesar's wife above reproach.
But you know that power is an aphrodisiac.
Okay, so what? They should still be held to a standard that's higher. They should hold themselves to standards that are higher. You got John Edwards today. Is that his name, John Edwards? Who was running for the presidency of the United States, admitted he fathered a child out of wedlock. And I just saw that on the news. I mean, come on.
Well, everybody's human. There's no excuse, I'm saying, but everybody's human and in the flesh. But torture is unacceptable, period.
Carl Lindenbaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. What kind of music is that? Or was it? Oh, wait a minute. Okay, here it comes.
Oh, it's all Woodstock stuff. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, we're there. Hey, by the way, it's for people. I just want to remind people, you know, we're having this for the concert tomorrow. We're also going to be talking just to honor our deployed troops. Afghanistan right now, the Marines are fighting a hell of a battle in the South, trying to push the Taliban out of an area before the elections. And we can't forget that, people. We can't forget that, North State. You know, our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters are out there fighting. And sometimes we forget that. We're having a good time going out to Market Fest, you know, remembering Woodstock. We've got a lot of young men and women out there fighting in Afghanistan. You know, this is President Obama has pushed 17,000 more troops in there. And by the way, Gates, the Secretary of Defense, has said we're going to be there at least several more years fighting. You know, so get used to it. And
you might forget the reason why.
Well, it's to keep the country safe, but it was also the 9/11 attack was launched from Afghanistan in the sense is that that's where all the organization came from. And that's what started this. But they're trying to instill democracy there. This is President Obama's war. He needs to also be held accountable, just like Bush, on what he's doing and how he's doing it. Ben, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there, Ben.
How are you?
Great, I'm great. Hey, I just had to put my 2 cents worth about this Michael Vick. I would like to caution people to, for starters, you can't believe everything you hear in the media. Now, I know this guy was brain dead, and what they did was a dogfight is not good. I really don't have a clue, and I don't think many other people what really went on there as far as, you know, hanging dogs and electrocuting them. But the bottom line is, this guy lost, I mean, the whole country now knows how brain dead he is. He lost hundreds of millions of dollars. What happened to giving a person a second chance? I mean, you know, the guy lost everything he had, so, you know, they whacked him pretty good. Hey, a second chance is not a bad thing.
You know,
no, you're right about second chances, but let's talk about this. How about community service? How about retribution in the sense that you give back to your country in a way where, hey, you teach football, you go back, but to play pro sports and be rewarded, the hero that comes out on the field while people cheer you on and make millions of dollars. You have your opinion. I just have a problem with that.
Absolutely. Right. But to look at this guy as a hero, I ain't buying that. This guy's just a football player. If somebody wants to give him their private money, hey, I don't look at any of these guys as heroes, that's for sure.
Well, you know,
all
Ben,
right, thanks a lot.
Well, you know,
all
Ben,
right.
Ben, those are really good points. And, you know, and we discussed that during the breaks is what about people that have paid their debt to society? At what point do you draw the line and say, okay, yeah, this guy can go back to being a roofer, but he can't be in a pro football player. But when you've got somebody that's in the eye of the public like this, and by the way, you know, he may have lost $100 million in endorsements. I don't think he's too poor. really. So thanks a lot,
and
Ben.
And you're right. We don't really
Second chance doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
okay.
You're absolutely right. Second chance is important. Right. That's why we have where people go yeah. and...
they earn their way back in.
Yeah.
Jim, good morning.
Morning. I called in yesterday and talked to the DA.
Yes, sir, you did.
And I've never called a radio station. I've listened to you guys since I moved to Redding 35 years ago. And, you know, I would just, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just a little nervous and I just upset about the whole thing. You know, I just don't think it's right. I don't know anybody that was involved in that, you know, at the incident. I don't know uh-huh. All I know is what's been told and everything else, but I've heard this guy don't have no remorse. He got what he deserved, and more or less that's the DA come on there and he just kind of, you know, said he got what he deserved. When you know, the only reason he hit him once is because he killed him. He hit him in the back yeah. of the head and killed him. This wasn't his first fight. You're guaranteed. You just don't walk up and start hitting somebody.
Well, you know, I understand, Jim, exactly what you're saying and the anger with it. And the thing is that...
we're talking about Martinez here.
We're talking
here.
About, yeah, Adam Martinez death or killing. And if there's any disagreement I have with the DA, and I do on several cases, and we can agree to disagree, is that maybe this is the case that you let the community get into instead of making that decision at the DA's level, even though that it would have been easier for him to throw the, you know, to get, take the case to the jury, because this is going to hurt him. And he knows that, but he thought this was the right thing to do. But I think in something like this, maybe this is the case that should have gone to the jury. All right, thanks so much for your phone call.
Okay, you guys have a good week, and I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm going to be there, so.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, darling.
Tomorrow night.
Okay. All right, see you then.
All right, thanks. All right. We got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're taking your calls here. The phones are lit up. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, we're in that rapid fire area now. We don't have much time. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning. A short comment on that Michael Vick situation.
Yes, sir.
I'm a firm believer of what goes around comes around, and football is a very dangerous sport, and there's a lot of animal lovers playing pro football. I would imagine that Michael Vick may have a big target on his fanny when he gets out there and starts to play.
Well, I imagine he runs on the field, there's going to be like 1,000 stuffed dogs thrown out there, too. So,
well, you know, a career-ending injury wouldn't disappoint me at all.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, it's the guy did something terrible. I mean, absolutely terrible. And, you know, how much did he pay for it? You know, that's the thing. And I, you know, to be a hero, which whether people believe it or not, or they like it or not, a lot of people make sports figures into heroes. And I don't know. Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
Okay.
Edith, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Linda. Can't wait for tomorrow night.
Ah, thanks.
I'm totally excited for you.
Thanks. Me too.
Hey, my quick comment is, you know, there was a day when we all lived by our integrity, and it's really too bad that everybody has to look for it now.
Yeah. And,
so, thank you for that comment. Yeah.
It's true.
You guys have a great one. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you
so much. Go tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I'm not always a fan of our DA's decisions, especially to go after that girl whose friend drank too much liquor last year.
Right.
But I'm with him on this one.
Okay.
I think he made the right choice.
And the reason is?
Frankly, I'm a protective husband. You don't mess with my woman. Sorry.
Okay. And I understand that perfectly. And I understand what the DA is saying. And the circumstances in it that essentially, I guess what the law says is if you feel like you feel threatened or someone else feels threatened, you can step in and defend them. I guess. And of course, I do not believe for a second that the fellow that hit Martinez meant to kill him.
That's the point. He didn't mean to kill him. He was just protecting his woman and had unfortunate side effects.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a real good point you got there. Hey, thanks a lot.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
You bet.
Hey, I want to thank Mark Beecham, too, for that incredible interview. I mean, the guy totally got it. He interviewed me for an hour and a half, and he completely got... He got me, and he got my past, and it was in the date book, and I'm so honored. Thank you, Mark, and thank you for... thank you, Record Searchlight, for running that piece. We've got... Yeah.
Okay, we got, right before we get a phone call, we want to thank Lito's Deli on Eureka, I'm sorry, Lino's Deli on Eureka in the Ace Hardware Store for giving us all those pizzas for last night for the rehearsal. Okay, good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. Hey.
Morning.
Hey, a short blip, this is not hyperbole.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is hyperbole. I know what that word is. I've heard that before.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know how they're tracking our guns and our ammo, right? I'm going to read you something real quick here. That in January, the Government Accountability Office found that the U.S. military was not adequately tracking weapons supplied to Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
The forces and the FAC could not account for 87,000 of them, including machine guns and grenade launchers, nor did the military keep reliable records for another 135,000 weapons supplied by NATO.
Wow. Hey, we got to run, Russ, here.
Yeah,
hey,
that Boo. Pisses me off.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, we're going to see you tomorrow night.
You bet.
Hey,
okay,
thanks a lot.
Care.
You know what? I love the passion of the people that listen to this show.
There's so much stuff that goes on that you know, to talk. Now, I want to invite again everybody to see you tomorrow night at 7:30 to Cascade Theater. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. It's been a great week, and next week's going to be even better. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?